Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of The Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction on all my syndicated channels and also on Libsyn and Truth Just Below the Surface in so many ways, which has been a huge, huge, exciting part of the expansion of Freedom from Addiction. So I'm excited to welcome to the program my co-host and host of Freedom from Addiction, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And this is breaking news, if I would say, our topic for today, our interview for today.
Well, thanks, Neil, for hosting this show, because it's very important. It talks about one aspect of the FDA and how they got into the position of allowing an additive to be put on the market that has been killing people for 30 years or better, and how they are still giving misinformation in the coronavirus about a drug that's safe, inexpensive, and highly effective if used at the first sign of coronavirus. So we're going to tie these two things together on my program, my podcast, which is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, spelling Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no caps, no spaces. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about the aspartame problem. And there are several interviews that I did with Betty Martini. Dr. Martini is the world's leading anti-aspartame activist in the world. She's been working to try to get this poison out of our drugs and out of our food supplies for 30 years. And you can hear these episodes on my podcast. But one of her associates, and his name is Stephen Fox. He is the founder of United Nations Santa Fe Mission Possible, New Mexico. And he's a gallery owner in Santa Fe. And he has found another way of possibly getting aspartame off the market. And we have his letter, which I'm going to tell you about, on the program today that he wrote. And so what I wanted to say was there is a documentary that exposes how Donald Rumsfeld, previous Ronald Reagan's staff and other presidents, got by political chicanery while he was on the board and CEO of G.D. Searle Company, got that horrible drug to be allowed to be given to American citizens. And initially, the manufacturer, G.D. Searle, was indicted for fraud and revoked the petition for approval in this documentary, which is called Sweet Misery, A Poison World, which you can Google. Now, presently, the International Court of Justice is now investigating Rumsfeld for crimes against humanity and genocide. And the lead federal judge that has jurisdiction over the area where this is in Maryland has been sent this letter that you're going to hear, telling about how bad this product is for the United States residents and how he would like the judge to give an administrative order to the Federal Drug Administration to ban it. And he's gonna if this comes about, the judge will give an order to Stephen Hahn to rescind aspartame's approval and get it off the market for once and for all, like 193 nations around the world are trying to do. So the judge, his name is the Honorable James Bredar, B-R-E-D-A-R. His mailing address is 101 West Lombard Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. And his telephone number is 410-962-0950. And we would love for you to send a letter to the judge, send a message, however you can get it to him, maybe a telephone call, telling about deaths, illnesses, and success with these problems when the patient, maybe a family member or an associate of yours, got off of aspartame, how it cleared up, so that he would have the information he needs to issue this written order to the FDA commissioner, Stephen Hahn.
Let's go ahead and play the clip now, Wynn, and then we'll come back and discuss it.
We're going to talk with Stephen Fox today, and Stephen is going to tell you a little bit about what you're going to be listening to whom he wrote this report, and what he wants you to do with the information. So, Stephen, come on and tell us a little bit about yourself. Don't make it forever, but what we need to know, okay?
Yes, sir. I'm a consumer protection activist and Native American art dealer in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I've been in business 40 years, and I've been very involved with Dr. Betty Martini, founder of Mission Possible International, for the last 20 years. And both of us together have put together some amazing solutions to educate people and legislate solutions to get aspartame off the market. And I'm very grateful to be here to share this information with you and your listeners.
Okay. Now you're gonna read a report. Tell us who is going to, and why you did it, and what you want the listeners, if they agree with your position, to do about it.
Okay. I sent this report, following report, to Judge James Bredar, B-R-E-D-A-R, who is the chief federal judge in the state of Maryland. And Judge Bredar, because Maryland is the site for not only the Food and Drug Administration, but for Fort Detrick, the home of much of the USA's biological weapons research, I sent it to him after discussing briefly with a woman in his office and who clarified that, yes, it was fine to send a handwritten document to him, and in which I laid out most of the reasons for asking him to issue an administrative order. This is not a lawsuit against the FDA or against the aspartame manufacturers. It's just a straightforward request for an administrative order from a federal judge, the federal judge in whose jurisdiction the FDA is located, to the FDA commissioner, Stephen Hahn, to rescind the approval for aspartame once and for all and get it off the market. And so Judge Bredar's office, just I'm going to ask you to write this number down. I'll say it twice. And then after you hear what I have to say, I'll say it again. So you can call Judge Bredar's office and ask for the right way to send your own letter. So his office is in Baltimore, Maryland, 410-962-0950. That's 410-962-0950. And the woman in his office that I've been dealing with, her name is Valerie. And so I'm going to now proceed with what I said to him. And starting with, this is the background for a request for administrative order to U.S. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn to rescind FDA approval for the tumor-causing formaldehyde-laden RNA and DNA destroyer aspartame. Your Honor, allow me to first quote the first words of the first inaugural address of the first USA President George Washington. Quote, among the vicissitudes incident to life, unquote, we find egregious errors, but there is no greater error in the history of 193 nations that quite compares to that which occurred when Donald Rumsfeld forced through the USA Food and Drug Administration the approval for the neurotoxic, tumor-causing, and abortion-causing artificial sweetener aspartame. This chemical, according to the first patent holder, G.D. Searle, was discovered in 1966. The chairman of the board of directors of Searle at that time was Donald Rumsfeld, who joined Searle after leaving the Ford administration, where he was the youngest Secretary of Defense in the history of the USA. So when James Earl Carter Jr. was elected, Rumsfeld went back to Chicago, from whence he had been elected to Congress in the early 70s. Searle, the pharmaceutical company, recognized a great opportunity in this new artificial sweetener and rushed through their own phony tests on mice and on people in order other nations like the Dominican Republic. To their credit, FDA chemists recognized that the problems would ensue because the aspartame molecule consists of two non-essential amino acids which bound together by methyl ester. They saw immediately that the methyl ester would be metabolized as formaldehyde after the methyl ester was transformed into methanol, which, as later would be metabolized as formaldehyde, would do irreparable and ongoing harm to the RNA. They, the FDA chemists, turned it down resoundingly several times. Nonetheless, Ronald Reagan, more comprehending of film acting and California political processes than he was of even the most rudimentary facts of first-year organic chemistry, owed a favor to Donald Rumsfeld. So he appointed a Fort Detrick, Maryland pharmacologist, Arthur Hall Hayes, fresh from his work at Fort Detrick with as yet unspecified biological warfare weapons, thus putting him in charge of 30% of the USA's economy. This Arthur Hall Hayes, who is no longer alive and cannot answer to these or any other serious allegations. G.D. Searle's records and FDA records and Fort Detrick records could tell us much more, of course, and as well as the testimony of Donald Rumsfeld himself. Your Honor, this is in toto a very nasty story, the result of which has been the impairments and illnesses and deaths of millions of people, the most abominable litany of corporate manipulation and usurpation of all integrity and law, going back as far as the codes of Hammurabi, a cascade of genocidal cataclysms which have, at my request and evidentiary efforts, gone from the International Court of Justice to the lower International Criminal Court in The Hague, Netherlands, and the files from the higher court were transferred to the lower court at their request. They were very glad to have them, having heard so much about Donald Rumsfeld and Bill Gates already. So, Your Honor, the International Criminal Court has a prosecutor, Fatou Bensouda, the former justice minister in the former British colony, the Gambia. The higher court, the International Justice Court, read my filings, discussed them, and then decided that because I am not a nation that these concerns of genocide should be in the International Criminal Court, which has the international mandate to consider the prosecution of genocide. The higher court could not issue, as I originally requested, an administrative order to Stephen Hahn, USA FDA commissioner, thus resulting in a bifurcation. One, to initiate International Criminal Court evidentiary proceedings in consideration of the genocidal implications of billions of people ingesting a chemical in their manufactured foods and pharmaceuticals that embalms them while they are still alive. And two, to ask Your Honor to issue that administrative order directly to Stephen Hahn in the state of Maryland. As an aside, I also asked the International Court of Justice to issue an injunction to stop Gates' pandemic profiteering plunder. But not being a nation, the issuance of that injunction fell to me. So I did call William Henry Gates on the journalist line at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to order him to stop in Africa, Southern Europe, and in all jurisdictions wherein the World Health Organization has been active. Gates' response the next day via news venue sites was that his planned pandemic would not be a problem for the wealthier nations, but would continue to be a problem for the poorer nations. To return then to the Rumsfeld aspartame formaldehyde RNA DNA presentation to you, all I seek in this presentation to you is a straightforward administrative order to Stephen Hahn and all future FDA commissioners to permanently and irrevocably rescind the approval for aspartame and all of its trade names, including Neotame, Adventame, and in Europe, E59 and Canderel. This order would be delivered in person to Hahn or any of his successors by certified mail or in person. Because the FDA Council will immediately recognize the necessity of cooperation rather than continuing its 39-year history of mendacity since the approval of aspartame in 1981, certainly the FDA General Counsel will be very glad to prepare the administrative order for Your Honor to sign, since the FDA from 1966 to 1981 fought against and denied the approval for aspartame. The principal components of the order for you to sign must cite the following. One, aspartame violates the 1958 Delaney Amendment, which specifically prevents and prohibits anyone or any corporation adding a chemical to any food product that is known to cause cancer. As a relevant aside, I must remind Your Honor that this sort of interdiction and prohibition is at the heart of California's ability to issue warnings through its Carcinogen Identification Commission to issue mandatory warnings on the wrappers of fast food outlet bags of, quote, French fries, unquote, that, quote, this product contains a chemical known to the state of California to cause cancer, specifically referring to the acrylamide in French fried potatoes because the acrylamide results from heating a potato starch to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Then, two, the Delaney Amendment was successfully used by consumer protection advocates in the USA's Midwest, Illinois, as I recall, in a recent federal court decision to remove FDA approval for six artificial flavorings, and I surmise that they would cite these prior rulings and agreements in their prepared administrative order after Your Honor instructs them to do so. Four, Your Honor's administrative order must refer to the 1981-1983 FDA approvals that resulted in the creation of the soft drink, artificially sweetened, quote, Diet Coke, etc. industry. Adding a chemical that turns to formaldehyde then lodges in the RNA and DNA to an already deadly combination of water, sugar, and phosphoric acid, the latter being the chemical that is used to clean porcelain and toilets and is also used to oxidize raw steel on, for example, an unpainted car door at the assembly line, which would normally cause the paint to congeal until it is dipped into phosphoric acid. So if it can do that to a piece of unpainted steel, imagine for a moment what it would do to your chromosomes, Your Honor. A reply of the Latin caveat emptor, or let the buyer beware, no longer suffices. The FDA's general counsel must prepare for you an order that refers to the fact that the FDA's approval for aspartame in 1981-1983 were rubber-stamped first in Canada, then the United Kingdom. then subsequently in a host of other nations, which unfortunately accepted the delusional corporate-serving perfidy and naive postulations that the FDA is, quote, there to protect you, unquote, and that the USA's food quality standards are, quote, the highest in the world. This would require that the present FDA commissioner must send a statement to all the other 193 nations' heads of state that the FDA, U.S. FDA, has withdrawn and rescinded its approval for aspartame and all related trade names, particularly important for the so-called United Kingdom, because when Roger Williams, a member of the House of Commons for the Radnorshire, Wales, presented his early day motion, 1351, in 2005, giving good reasons for the UK, quote, Food Safety Authority, to, unquote, to rescind its approval for aspartame, a parliamentary measure that was also signed by 47 other members of the House of Commons, he was gavelled down, and thus no action since 2005 was taken to correct the UK's use of the FDA approval for aspartame, which obviously must have been accepted by the House of Lords and Elizabeth II, the British head of state, who must have been oblivious to her own son's remonstrations against aspartame just after I sent His Royal Highness Prince Charles a copy of Russell Blaylock's book on aspartame neurotoxic harm, excitotoxins, the taste that kills. Many sufferers of aspartame poisoning continue to suffer, as in Commonwealth nations as well as in British colonies in Africa and in Asia. Your Honor's administrative order will have far-reaching implications and repercussions, of course, as it indeed must, especially when 16,000 manufactured food products and 6,000 pharmaceuticals must be removed with no delays whatsoever to preemptively prepare for the corporation's expected pleas that they will, quote, need time to phase out, unquote, the use of aspartame in their many products, all of which should be publicly destroyed in every jurisdiction with extensive media coverage to clarify the truth about Donald Rumsfeld's vile and heinous satanic regulatory usurpation, and that is that it must not be repeated by any other corporation. If Your Honor will also revoke the patents, especially in the 177 nations without biological weapons. The ruling requested from you is crucial to the survival of those 177 nations with no biological weapons, because they have sequestered and isolated the 18 that do have the biological weapons and have for some time now implemented a strict cessation of trade with those nations. If the FDA approval for aspartame is allowed to remain intact, there will be repercussions and international perceptions and condemnations. The USA will continue its self-destructive post-Hiroshima-Nagasaki glorification of and acceptance of, quote, scientific experts and continued exaltation of scientists with no compassion or any forethought to the consequences of their inventions and discoveries. And the medical and chromosomal damage done by aspartame will continue unabated, and the growing fury in all of the other 193 nations will increase inexorably, especially when the FDA's own compilation of the 92 symptoms resulting from aspartame continue to be republished and internationally. Symptoms that include, this is according to the FDA itself, symptoms that include epilepsy, brain tumors, grand and petit mal epileptic seizures, unattributed migraine headaches, cluster migraines, nausea, and the ultimate symptom, death, etc., all resultant from Donald Rumsfeld's wanting that $12 million tip from G.D. Searle and from Rumsfeld's genocidal planning. In the cooperation of both Dr. Arthur Hull Hayes and Ronald Reagan, the latter having met his demise with Alzheimer's disease, which of course was the result of the formaldehyde in those jelly beans, which I am sure could be proven if White House presidential gifts and culinary purchases could be recalled from Reagan's staff from 39 years ago. Finally, in conclusion, rescinding the approval for aspartame by administrative order ultimately saves Your Honor's time to be able to avoid the theatricalities of writs of mandamus and all of the tedious arguments, the pros and cons, and all the tedious arguments, etc., and the further protestations of some at the FDA, the assurances that it has given, the same assurances that it has given to senators and congressmen for 37 years, more corporate boilerplate. Your administrative order to rescind aspartame's approval could result from the USA Senate resuming the 1986 hearings on aspartame, which were initiated by the truly honorable Howard Metzenbaum of Ohio, who ran for office 6 times before being elected. However, aspartame remained on the market because of the $2,300 campaign contributions made by industry to Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, who is retiring from his years at the USA Senate as the Senate Judiciary Committee Chair. Copies of relevant and revealing correspondence between the two senators are only a small part of the 18-wheeler tractor trailer full of evidence compiled by Dr. Betty Martini of Duluth, Georgia, including whistleblower statements, deathbed depositions from aspartame poisoning victims and their families, all of which we would gladly transport to Your Honor's courtroom if it were deemed, quote, essential, including statements by leading physicians whose petitions have been routinely denied by the FDA. As a practical consideration for the U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve System, rescinding aspartame's approval would save the USA government billions of dollars resulting from punitive and exemplary lawsuits from many nations against the USA. Your administrative order would not allow, must not allow the aspartame corporations to hide any more behind the exalted and powerful FDA approval, with lobbyists repeating Rumsfeld's ever so reassuring statement that aspartame is, quote, the most studied additive in the world and approved in 120 nations. What he failed to mention is that all of the dutiful corporate apparatchiks ask us to come forward with peer-reviewed studies, but that 99% of the studies offered by the FDA were paid for by corporations like Ajinomoto, Kraft, Monsanto, G.D. Searle, etc., whereas those not paid for by industry almost all show the obvious, that formaldehyde in your RNA and DNA causes serious harm. I ask you to retain jurisdiction in these FDA matters, which will lead to pandemic profiteering inquiries, vaccine investments in Gilead, Donald Rumsfeld's vaccine company, and other companies with large investments by Gates and Rumsfeld through the use of adjuvants to kill rapidly or slowly, like potassium chloride is used by veterinarians to kill dogs and cats, as well as death by lethal injection in penitentiaries, and as the third ingredient in Coca-Cola's product Dasani, bottled water, that's potassium chloride. As do many other USA food products contain potassium chloride, like Hamburger Helper. Of equal concern to me is the need for you to remove FDA approval for all of the ingredients in vaccines, which most certainly will be resulting in a genocidal tumult that will occur if Gates and Rumsfeld, the National Institutes of Health, the USA Center for Disease Control, etc., if they continue. No one in the rest of the nations is fooled by this stupidity. Your administrative order to FDA Commissioner Hahn and all subsequent commissioners will make it clear that Donald Rumsfeld and the USA's arsenal of biological weapons can no longer control 30% of the USA economy. As an aside, I remind you of diketopiperazine, a brain tumor-causing agent described by Dr. Russell Blaylock in detail, released when aspartame in cans is heated to 408 degrees in the Kuwaiti sun during the Gulf War, after being unloaded from U.S. Navy cargo carriers. Yet another biochemical warfare legacy from the suitcase of Donald Rumsfeld's Chamber of Biowarfare Horrors, from the youngest Secretary of Defense in USA's history, the dishonorable Donald Rumsfeld. That one was called the Gulf War Syndrome. So, adjuvants in inoculations like mercury, aluminum, and formaldehyde do great harm. When mercury was being used by experimenting drug companies like Sharp and Eli Lilly in the 1930s, the mercury ingested killed the bacterial meningitis patients immediately, which gave the green light to the pharmaceutical companies that they were waiting for. So mercury was renamed thimerosal, now used in just small enough quantities to injure those neonates with, for example, measles, mumps, or rubella inoculations. Hundreds of millions of children worldwide, so much so that one pediatrician friend of mine, Dr. Kenneth Stoller, predicted that by 2025, 25% of USA's children will be autistic. For his concerns to protect children in New Mexico, he was thrown out of the state by our state's esteemed Board of Medical Examiners. Your Honor would do a great thing to remind the next meeting of the USA's chief federal judges, the Viennese physician Ignaz Semmelweis, who stated that physicians were going from doing autopsies to delivering babies, causing both mother and child to die. When Semmelweis suggested merely that these physicians should wash their hands, he was castigated, thrown out, and ultimately beaten to death by guards when he was incarcerated, but today is now honored after Hungary renamed the National Medical University in Budapest after Ignaz Semmelweis. So to return to George Washington's statement, quote, among the vicissitudes incident to life, back to the first words of the first inaugural address of the first USA President George Washington, among these vicissitudes incident to life, nations and 193 nations, 7 billion people, should not have to deal with Donald Rumsfeld and William Henry Gates and their many investors. And there should be no chemical artificial sweetener, formaldehyde, aspartame, to embalm billions of people and ruin the generations of those to come. Thank you. So, to conclude, please write to Valerie in Judge James Bredar's office. The telephone number is 410-962-0950 in Baltimore. And you can look up the address. It's 101 Lombard Street, Suite 5A, Baltimore, Maryland. And I am happy to answer any questions.
Repeat the judge's last name and spell it slowly.
Yes. B-R-E-D-A-R.
Okay.
It should be addressed to the Honorable Judge James Bredar.
I got it.
And again, that phone number, if you have any questions about the format or, you know, personal letters are fine from victims of aspartame poisoning, especially from physicians that want to weigh in on this. The number is 410-962-0950.
And I think you told me that it's not necessary to personally be a victim, but just to have something important to say about the issue that we're talking about when you write your letter.
Yes, that's correct. The victims, you see, the victims' testimony goes to the irreparable harm, ongoing harm, which you know, are requisite for an injunction. This is something like an injunction, but it's an administrative order. But yes, any physician, physical therapist, biochemist, geneticist, you know, anybody could add to this. And you know, in terms of the Bill Gates plan, you know, to, I mean, he must think we're really stupid. You know, weaponize the virus and then add a vaccine. I mean, it's so stupid that anybody would fall for it. So I've contacted Dr. Jan Vijg, V-I-J-G, who is he's from the Netherlands, and he's the head of the Department of Genetics at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx. And so, you know, geneticists, scientists, professors of biology, professors of biochemistry, certainly any practicing physician, especially pediatricians, that can talk about you know, the harm done to neonates and the harm done to, you know, fetuses in the womb from you know, massive amounts of formaldehyde. These letters should really pile up in the judge's files and desk. So eventually it will make a difference. And you know, I'm not going to prognosticate or guess what would happen if he doesn't do this, or if the commercial interests overpower our citizen effort. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that it has to happen. And it's empirical faith. What can I say? That's the best way to put it, eh?
Well, Stephen, thank you very much for sharing this very important message that all the people that hear it need to think about acting on, as you requested.
Well, we really have no choice. If Americans, you know, if the listeners are complacent and indifferent, and say the biggest folly in this whole thing is when people say, well, I don't do aspartame. I got rid of it a long time ago. Or I never let my kids have it. Or I talked my brother-in-law out of it. You know, that's as far as it goes. We're looking at large scale. You know, talk to your state legislators. Talk to your people in the news media. Talk to news editors at radio stations and newspapers. And you know, make 10 phone calls after you hear this, not just to write a letter to Judge Bedard. Again, that phone number is 410-962-0950, and that's in Baltimore. So we have to have the strongest possible hope that this will all, you know, pan out. And I'm very grateful for the chance to share these ideas with you and your listeners.
One thing that I'd like to point out is for the people who say, well, I don't drink Diet Coke anymore. They don't realize that aspartame, either labeled or unlabeled, is in over 14,000 other food products and 1,500 medicines, which might or might not put that on their labels. So you're getting it anyway, whether or not you drink Diet Coke. It's something that's out there, it's ubiquitous. You need to research everything that you eat or drink or take in the form of medication to make sure that it doesn't have aspartame labeled or unlabeled in it. That's the most important thing for your health. So,
oh my gosh, Wynn, this is just really breaking news that we all need to share, like, and get to as many people as possible.
Absolutely. Every day people are dying from aspartame-related illness.
Yeah, and this is the kind of stuff we bring, just truth, just below the surface here on Freedom From Addiction and also the Neil Haley Show and Total Media Network. So when, again, you bring things that we don't see always in the mainstream media, but it's very important and people need to like and share it and help this fight to get aspartame off the market. Correct, Wynn?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, Neil.
All right. So what a great Freedom From Addiction show this was. So where can we, again, find more information on you, Wynn, and learn more about you?
Well, if you've been following me or my podcast, you know that I'm a retired medical doctor and an ordained Christian minister, and I put these two together to give you up-to-date content to help solve many, many different problems in your life. And my podcast and radio show is the longest-running single-hosted spiritual show of its type talk show in the country. We've been broadcasting for over 20 years. And so I would give you that address again to go over to the podcast, because it's got over 200 programs there that can teach you things that you never knew before. And the address is www.freedomfromaddiction.com. libsyn.com. You spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no spaces, no caps. And go over there and check it out. And also, you can go to my website for additional information. It's www.revwynhendersonmd.com.
Well, that was, again, the Freedom From Addiction show here on the Neil Haley Show and Total Media Network. Take care, guys.